So this has gone to fund 10 taster sessions for young people to take part in photography and filmmaking, and also a four-day photography and filmmaking course at the end of that. It's been absolutely amazing. The turnout's been really, really good, and the interest is just fantastic. It's just a brilliant night, and I'm so glad that so many young people are wanting to sign up.
Is it likely that any of the courses are going to be oversubscribed?
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of them are full already, but most of them we can divvy out different places, and the Easter holiday ones are definitely a sign up. The rest of them, to be honest, young people can just pop in and have a go, especially with things like the pinhole camera. They can just pop in and try it and, yeah, and stay in the cafe and enjoy themselves. So a lot of the ones in the evenings are just drop in and have a go.
What are some of the sort of backgrounds of some of the other photographers who are involved in the sessions?
So the photographers, so we've got a range of different photographers, people who do wedding photography, people who do active photography, people who photograph orienteering events, so people who are wanting to work with young people, and people who are just trying to share their passion with others, really. We really hope that it will continue, and we really hope that as a cafe we invest in the arts and in photography and filmmaking. We're really hoping that young people who take part in the four-day course form some sort of steering group, or they'll become arts ambassadors with the Ignite project with Vinholm Bay Arts, so that we'll continue with this group and we'll continue with the legacy of Ailey.
A couple of the people there who were involved in the initial session, it's obvious that the impact that that had and want to be part of this as well.
Absolutely, and most of those are volunteers of ours, so it's absolutely fantastic to see that progress. You know, however many years later they were involved in a project when they were young, and you can see that impact, and actually this is what we want to do for other young people.